From the moment news broke out that US journalist James Foley had been beheaded by Islamic State extremists in the Middle East, many Christians, especially Foley's fellow Catholics, began calling him a martyr, with some even saying he should be considered a saint. James Wright Foley was born on October the 18th, 1973, in Evanston, Illinois. He was the firstborn son of Diane and John Foley of Rochester, New Hampshire. After graduating from Kingswood High School in 1992, he attended Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. While studying history at the university and playing for the school's rugby team, Foley came face to face with marginalized people. While on a volunteer trip to South Dakota and Mississippi, he saw how there were bigger problems in the world than what we see and know each day, the suffering of people. After graduation, Foley bounced around jobs but always found a home working alongside the marginalized. The desire to tell meaningful stories pushed him to what he described as his calling, journalism. Eventually, Foley trained as a journalist at Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism before going on to become a war correspondent. His photos and videos documented the lives of fighters and families alike. His work told the story of what happened between the bursts of gunfire, the families whose lives were forever altered, the soldiers whose dreams of a better future compelled them to risk their lives. Foley was risking his life too, in order to show the world the humanity of the rebels. He reported from Afghanistan and Libya, where he was captured by troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi on April 5, 2011. Foley and two other journalists were held captive for 44 days before their release. While in captivity, Foley relied on his faith to help get him through the difficult days he endured. He turned to the Holy Rosary, praying using his knuckles. In an article he wrote not long after his release, he said, "I began to pray the rosary. It was what my mother and grandmother would have prayed. I said 10 Hail Marys between each Our Father. It took a long time, almost an hour to count 100 Hail Marys off my knuckles, and it helped to keep my mind focused." However, just months later, he returned to the Middle East conflict. People to this day wonder why Foley returned, why he willingly walked into the most dangerous place on earth. He had to tell the stories of those whom history would otherwise forget. He had to take the risk in the hope that his work could be part of a peaceful and compassionate tomorrow. On November the 22nd, 2012, Foley was kidnapped in Syria with British journalist John Kentley while traveling to the Turkish border. ISIS forces demanded ransom from the United States for his release. The messages meant little to the US government because of its policies against trading hostages or paying ransoms. The Foley family received infrequent messages from ISIS forces, but never knew his location. During his final days, he shared a cell with 17 other hostages. His final words, memorized and dictated by a freed prisoner, detailed how the group supported one another with games and lectures, despite their dire circumstances. He wrote, "I have had weak and strong days. We are so grateful when everyone is freed, but of course, yearn for our own freedom. We try to encourage each other and share strength." On August 19, 2014, a video showing Foley's execution by ISIS went viral. Foley's whereabouts were unknown to most until August 19, 2014, when ISIS uploaded a video to YouTube entitled "A Message to America." It showed Mr. Foley on his knees as a masked militant reads out warnings towards the United States government. "Heavenly Father, through the blood shed by Mr. Foley, may his martyrdom bring hope and courage to those who are facing persecution, not just in the Middle East, but throughout the entire world. James Foley, pray for us."